Good morning. How good it is to be in the beauty of this place worshiping on a beautiful Sunday morning. Good to see each and every one of you as always. A special welcome to those of you who might be visiting with us, and in particular those who are here with us for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping here with us at St. John's, we invite you to find a card that looks just like this at either end of your pew. Fill that card out so that we can learn a bit more about you, so that we can be in touch, so that you can learn more about us. And on your way out this morning, there is a basket on the back bench by the back door to the right where you can place these cards. And if you forget to do that, just leave them on the pew and we will collect them. But I trust that all of you know, it is important that all of you know, that whether visitor or not, that no matter who you are, no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. As always, I have quite a few announcements to share as we shift into the month of November. Next week, November 6th, there is a lot going on. So a lot to pay attention to, a lot to be a part of. And that starts with fellowship after church. After our 10:15 service, we'll be having fellowship like we did the first Sunday in October. So after our 10:15 service, you're invited to come downstairs and join in some fellowship and refreshments. At that time of fellowship, our stampers will be selling handmade cards, which they've done in the past and are beautiful and are available for purchase. So please make your way downstairs next week. And then after you're done fellowshipping and buying your cards, you can go home and get your animal and bring them back for our blessing of the animals. That's happening next Sunday at 12:15 over in the grassy area by our meditation garden. And I forgot one more thing happening next week, and that is between our 8 o'clock and 10:15 service, we're having our in-person Sunday school week. There's a lot to do next Sunday. So a reminder for our parents and grandparents and little ones that we will have Sunday school from 9 to 10 next week as well. In the midst of these next few weeks, prior to their dedication on November 13th, a reminder to please be filling out and placing up front your covenant commitment cards. These are extremely valuable in creating our 2023 budget, so I do encourage you to take a moment to fill those out. And if you'd rather not remember, we have some here you can do before you even leave the room. So there, where you picked up your bulletins this morning, you'll find those blue sheets of paper, cut them in half, and one of them can come up front and one of them stays with you. So please tune into that. As you can see, it is also Prayer Shawl Sunday. Prayer Shawl is a special ministry that we have here at St. John's. If you or someone that you know would benefit from a physical, tangible reminder of God's love wrapped around them, the prayers of many wrapped around them, please come and grab one. There are tracking slips to fill out so that we know where those shawls have gone and where that ministry is reaching. There are Ziploc baggies that you can put that in so that you can deliver them safely. But please feel free to grab one on your way out. And a special welcome and thank you this morning to our guest organist, Ina Cho, and also to our guest liturgist, Sarah Hogan. I am grateful for their presence and for their leading worship this morning with us. I believe those are all of the announcements this morning. So before our chimes chime and as we switch gears into our time of worship this morning, I'm going to invite you to join me in taking a deep breath. It is always good to pause and to breathe, especially when we are breathing in God's Spirit, God's presence that surrounds us in this place. And as we exhale, may we feel ourselves relaxing into this time and into this space, being present here and now, as we focus our hearts and minds to worship this morning. My friends, I invite you to join me in our responsive call to worship. From all walks of life, Christ desires to bring us into the fold of love. Seeking after each of us and all of us, God meets us where we are. Through the love of God, we are awakened to truths that free us from that which binds our hearts and our hands. God liberates us from fear and shame to live with joy and meaning. Revealing possibilities for healing and restoration, God ushers us towards hope. We rejoice. Through Christ, all things are seen and made new. Loving God, your love challenges us to examine our lives and our hearts. As we worship, as we search within and come together as community, illuminate what holds us back and join with us in creating paths of transformation. Amen.